The Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Let's go. Let's get it
on. This is fame, not clout. I don't even know what that's about. Watch your mouth.
Oh, this
baby
guy
got an ego twice
changing.
The size of the crib. I can never tell a shit. It is what it is. Said what I had to and did what I did. Never
stronger.
Turn my back on FBG, God forbid.
Yo, watch this
Virgil
guy.
Got a paddock on my wrist, doing front flips. Giving you my
something number,
but don't hit me on no dumb shit. Working on the weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual.
Good morning, Columbus, Ohio. Kenny Hodge, and I'm here to talk to you. Hey, listen, I want to start off by addressing the new employees. I know that at this current time in your postal career, all you see is some dismal type, I'm not going to use the word management, some dismal type reactions by postal management trying to address an issue that we have every single day. And if you are new, you probably realize that every day you go to work, you do pretty much the same thing, it's always a different type of emergency surrounding what you do. Well, I want to say to you that even after the pandemic is over, that work environment will still be there. That's just how they operate. And I know a lot of times, some of you who read your contract or understand how this is supposed to work, you see it's working nothing like that, but you find it's better to just go along to get along. And I don't blame you for that. I fault the Postal Service for exposing you to that. But let's get into what I'd like to consider some contract understanding. I'm going to use the national agreement and a portion of our Columbus, Ohio local agreement. There'll be a paragraph out of it we're going to use to address a situation that's currently in progress, I like to say, for lack of a better term, in Columbus, Ohio. And here's what it is. Level 4 mail handlers, for some reason, is they are being led to believe that at some point in the job selection process on a daily basis, by seniority, they get to select who's going to be on higher level if a higher level position exists. I'm saying nothing could be further from the truth. And when I explain this, I have respect for Article 12, Principles of Seniority, but we're going to be talking about Article 25.4 when we talk about higher level details. I'm going to actually read Article 25.4, and then I want to discuss it. And you tell me what it is you get from this paragraph. And here we go. Detailing of employees to higher level bargaining unit work in each craft shall be from those eligible, qualified, and available employees in each craft in the immediate work area in which the temporarily vacant higher level position exists. Now, I'm going to stop after that sentence because I have to inject, and I hope everybody is aware that if you are a level four, when you are asked, when you are assigned to drive, you are now being assigned a higher level position, detail, assignment, however you want to slice that. And it should be, and I know it never is, accompanied with a 1723 because it is a higher level assignment. You get paid level 5 as opposed to getting paid level 4. Article 25.4 says when you detail mail handlers that work in that area to a temporarily vacant position. Now, temporarily vacant for the purpose of this conversation and our contract, means it's going to be vacant for 4 out of 5 days. Because if it's vacant for 5 working days within 7 calendar days, then that type of detailing we're going to talk about in the next phase of this conversation. But right now, we're talking about assignments that are vacant for 1 or 2 days. The post office and the union agreed in Article 25 that the supervisor has the autonomy to place whomever it is they choose in a temporarily vacant higher level assignment. And the reason I'm so adamant about that, and please don't misunderstand what I'm trying to speak about as a plug for postal management, because nothing could be further from the truth. But if there is a vacant position, a level 5 driving position in an area, and it's vacant for 2-3 days, the supervisor has the autonomy to select whomever it is they choose that possess license and can operate that equipment to fill that assignment. Now I'm going to go to the second part of Article 25.4. However, for details of an anticipated duration of 1 week, and 1 week we mean 5 working days within 7 calendar days, or longer, to those higher level craft positions enumerated in this agreement as being permanently filled on the basis of promotion of the senior qualified employee, the senior qualified eligible available employee in the immediate work area in which the temporarily vacant higher level position exists shall be selected. And this is my understanding. And please, I mean, let's be social about it. But if this is not what you understand, please respond back and let's discuss it.
Now, Article 25, this is what it's saying.
For details less than a week, all qualified mail handlers in that area can be chosen. But then they come back and they say, if it is going to be for a week or longer, now you see the word seniority appear. It is no longer qualified, eligible, available. It is now the senior. So if the post office differentiates, and when I say post office, I mean our contract. If we differentiate between a 3 or 4 day assignment opposed to an assignment that's going to be a week or longer, then it is clear to me that they're saying if that assignment is a week or longer, senior person will be selected. If the assignment is temporary, meaning less than a week, the supervisor has the autonomy to select whomever it is they choose that's in that immediate work area. And I know it might sound strange, someone saying, you know, trying to point out autonomy that a supervisor has, but I'm not pointing out the autonomy that the supervisor has. What I want to do is expose mail handlers to the fact that if you are not selected for that temporary vacant assignment, and you may be senior, there's no reason to get inside your feelings, because that's what our contract reads, and that's all I'm trying to do. And when we talk about Article 25.4, higher level details, now you have to keep in mind, we're talking about detailing of employees to higher level bargaining unit work, not 204Bs. So when we start to discuss this, you know, miss me with the whole 204B stuff for right now. All we're talking about are higher level bargaining unit work inside of a work area and how we're going to select who fills them. Now, the second part of our conversation will deal with the Columbus, Ohio local memorandum of understanding. And if you have that document, go to item T. And item T addresses local implementation of this agreement relating to seniority, reassignments, and posting. Management will be guided by Article 12 of the 2006 National Agreement. In addition, the following is understood by the parties locally throughout the Columbus PNDC. Number one, management will honor seniority when pertaining to duty assignments or when assigning specific duties within the employee's bid. Now, your bid is a level four. There are many level fours. So our local agreement says you're going to, they're going to honor your seniority within your bid. And you have to understand that. And please take out your contract and read it. It doesn't say within the immediate area, just within your bid. And there are level fours and there are level five bids. So if you are a level four, a level five is not within your bid. So you have no right to seniority in that case. The second bullet, career mail handlers within a section shall receive priority on job preference prior to supplemental employees only at the beginning of their tour. Again, they're simply saying regulars will select jobs within their bid and they're going to be given preference prior to supplemental work employees. So I guess if, you know, everyday language or understanding on that is regulars picked by seniority at the beginning of their tour. Now, let me just say that in itself is just mind-boggling, because when this was written, you had pretty much three different start times. So everybody came in together. So then principles of seniority would make sense. But even at that point, a level four is never in a position to select a level five assignment. A level four may be assigned that position, and I know the end result is they're still there, but there is a difference between selecting and being assigned. A level four can never select to be higher level. A level four can always be assigned a higher level. Does that make sense? So, in the local memorandum of understanding, item T, it talks about management honoring your seniority within your bid. And it also talks about, because of your seniority, you're going to get to select jobs prior to supplemental employees at the start of your bid. So I say to the employees in Columbus, Ohio, again, there was a conversation about it floating around in the office. So here's my response. I hope I've provided contract and local memorandum references because I want you to read it. Now, one other instance of this higher level, level four, level five, I want to just address real quick is Article 8 with respect to non-scheduled days. Again, that is one of the only times in your contractual work life that you are not entitled to something. So if an employee comes in, level five comes in on his non-sched day, the supervisor has every right to assign that level five anywhere within that bid the supervisor chooses, whether it be a level four or whether it be a level five job. But once the supervisor makes a decision to assign that level 5 to a level 4 or another level 5 job, level 4s are in no position to say, because I'm senior, I'm going to now take that level 5 position. No, that vacant level 5 position, again, if the supervisor makes that level 5 a level 4, there's still a level 5 position that needs to be filled. That is now a temporary assignment, and as per Article 25.4, the supervisor has the autonomy to pick from qualified personnel in the immediate work area. That decision is not seniority based.
So have a good day, Columbus, Ohio. I hope I've explained my position on that. And again, I'm posting it on my Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast page. And if we're going to agree, disagree, or feel like discussing it, let's do it with a little bit of dignity. Have a great day. See you in about 10 minutes.